So there was one boy like last summer, and he went down the slide, the one that drops off, that's called a plunge slide, and he came up and he clearly could not swim, so he's every like active drowning victim, everybody has the same impulse. Like we all do the same exact thing. Our arms come above the water and our heads like directly up and we're vertical. So he was showing the signs of a drowning victim, and so I jumped in and saved him.
From WHJE, this is First Responders 411, getting you the inside scoop on first responders in and around Carmel. I'm Tatum Pratty. First responders are kind of like heroes. Whenever there's some sort of emergency, next thing you know, there's a police officer there, or a fireman, or a doctor, or whoever. Carmel High School is full of first responders, and I'm not just talking about the police or the school nurses. I'm referring to all of the student lifeguards. I talked to some of these students and found out a little about what it's like to be a lifeguard.
Mainly, I was just interested because of like the money, obviously, because most jobs, that's the deal. So I lifeguard at the school like as one of my classes, so I get paid to basically go to school, which is pretty nice. And then I'm a manager at my neighborhood pool over the summer. A lot of my friends work at my pool, like three of my best friends do, so it's honestly just like a lot of fun, and I basically get paid to hang out with my friends.
That is Tess Nihill. She is a senior at CHS and has been a lifeguard for a couple years. Senior Noah Whited has been lifeguarding since his sophomore year. He used to swim for Carmel and for a team at the Monon Center. He now coaches that team at the Monon Center and teaches preschool lessons. He does all of this alongside his job as a lifeguard at both CHS and the Monon Center.
For the Monon Center, I like lifeguarding outside at the water park. In the summer is the best time. There's a lot more to do. The indoor gets kind of boring pretty easily because there's only two pools, and the Monon Center has a lot more, like especially in the summer, there's a lot more people, which makes it kind of stressful, but it's still fun. I still enjoy it. And then here, I like lifeguarding here. I get paid a little more than I do at the Monon Center, and it's like everybody kind of knows what they're doing, so you don't have to like intervene too much, which is nice. We just watch the pool and laugh at the freshmen when they try to swim because they always are kind of wild.
A lot of students get certified at school through a class that Mrs. Tenbring teaches. Students must be 15 years old by the time the class ends and pass some tests. They learn CPR and how to do water rescues. Both Noah and Tess took this class.
You had to swim a 300 meter swim, which was of whatever stroke you wanted to, that was on your front. So you could do like breaststroke or freestyle, or nobody did butterfly, but you had to do that. And then you had to tread water for 2 minutes, I believe, without using your arms. So it's just your legs. And then you had to swim to the other side, pick up a like 10-pound diving brick, and then bring it all the way back while keeping it above water.
Which doesn't seem that hard, but if you don't hold it right, you kind of sink. So I almost didn't make it. I was struggling a little bit, but then I figured out how to hold it correctly.
Connor Knipp is a junior at CHS. He lifeguards at his neighborhood pool.
I think the best thing about it is, especially when a lot of the other schools started up, or even on Sundays, or just when it was like thunderstorming or raining or cloudy, people would not show up. And so that was great as it is. And then it would get better when my boss would text me and tell me to close and go home. I will get bored, I guess, sometimes, especially if it's, you know, maybe my little brother and his friends. Because I know, like, they're all on swim team. They can all obviously swim. I'll just kind of sit there and be like, all right, guys, like, I am so ready for you guys to leave. I had to kick Austin out a couple times. I mean, it was kind of fun, but like the other lifeguards were like, hey, Connor, you need to control your brother. And I was like, all right, I'll just like send them home. The kids, so like not all of them, but the kids that specifically, you know, you blow your whistle at them, you say, hey, don't do that. And they're like, oh, okay, got it. And then they do it, or they just pretend not to hear you. They keep doing it and keep doing it.
A lot of kids don't listen when you tell them to walk. So then I got into this thing like this summer where I was just, all right, don't listen to me. Like I'd yell, walk, walk. And then I'd yell, all right, you can not listen to me. That's okay too. Kind of as like a sarcasm thing, because I was just like really upset at the fact that they didn't listen.
Even though Connor has not saved anyone yet, he has dealt with some interesting things as a lifeguard.
There's a lot of weird things happened at the pool. Like there was like duck infestations, like ducks were like laying eggs in the potted plants, and yeah, and and like very cranky, you know, people. Lightning struck the pool once, so that was not fun. Everybody was gone. We had been hearing thunder, and so the thing with thunder is, you know, you close it for half an hour. People can still stay there, but it was starting to look pretty dark, so people just kind of left. And then we saw lightning kind of off in the distance. That's like, you need to get off the pool deck for an hour. So then we just like, whoever was left, we like, all right, get out. And then we were kind of sitting there. It was supposed to let up, and then lightning hit the pool, and we were all just kind of there. I wasn't on duty, but I was like kind of driving by. And so one of my friends, Laura and Stephanie, they were guarding. Laura was in like our guard rooms, like the doors were all closed. Stephanie was like walking out on the deck, like coming out of the restroom from cleaning it, and a lightning hit, and I was just kind of sitting there and I saw it, and I was like, oh, okay, better drive away. But yeah, that was definitely a weird thing.
Like at the beginning of the summer, I had to jump in and save somebody because they lost their noodle in the deep end, which was kind of stressful, but it's okay. She's all good. But there was another incident at the pool this summer where some kid was fishing and he dropped his fishing knife and cut his hand open like a centimeter or so deep, which doesn't sound that deep, but he was gushing blood.
At the beginning of this episode, you heard Noah talking about one of his saves. He has also saved two other people.
This summer, there was another lady. She was, let's just say, larger. And her husband came up, and got out of the pool. He said, well, she might need a little bit of help as she was like halfway down the slide already. So I was like ready, and she showed the signs of distress, and so I jumped in and saved her too. That was kind of a challenge because she was a lot larger than I was, so I was having trouble swimming her to like the wall and even getting her up above water. So and then there was another one too, not like a save in the water, but one of my bosses during the adaptive flow rider program, that was last summer, she like just passed out, and I don't know what happened, maybe she was locking her knees or something, but she passed out, and we actually had to call the EMS, which is the ambulance, to come and get her because she like couldn't, or she regained consciousness, but like she couldn't stand or anything. She was, yeah. So, I mean, she's fine now. She's perfectly fine after like 4 days, but so yeah, that was kind of scary. To be honest, I never thought I'd have to like make a save. Like in our lifeguarding class, we spent the entire time learning how to do different kinds of saves, and I never thought I'd actually have to make one. The first time I was a little like, I don't want to use like freaked out as the word, but like a little bit on the edge. I don't know, because I hadn't actually made a real save before. But I mean, we get trained a lot to do these kind of things. And it doesn't happen every day. Some days there's no saves. Other days, like one day of summer 2 years ago, there were like 19 saves in one day, which is like really crazy. But some days there's nothing. Some days there's a lot. I mean, we're trained so that we can help somebody if they need help. So my training kind of took over.
This has been Tatum Pratty for WHJE. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.